Hey, what's up? This your girl Yasmin Nicole, and welcome back to the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. Welcome back to the Fortress. Told y'all I was being consistent. So, back with another episode, and I was supposed to do this episode like 2 months ago, but life got in the way. So sorry. but I'm finally doing it. So, this episode is going to be the autism Q&A, and we're also going to talk about autism myths and what do you believe, because there's a lot of controversy, a lot of backlash, a lot of stigma, a lot of everything when you say the word autism. And I, Yasmin Nicole, am going to try to maneuver my way through all this. So I think we're going to start with the Q&A session. Yeah, we're going to start with Q&A. I mean, I don't have a lot of questions. But I do have some questions so that I'm going to answer. And the majority of them are from a friend of mine. I asked people on Instagram if they had any questions about our autism journey and or any questions about autism. I'm gonna say I'm not an autism expert. I don't know some stuff. I don't know. I'm still learning. It's only been 7 months, but I'm still learning. But some stuff I do, like, I'm aware of. Not gonna say I know, but I am aware of. So the first question is, do I know any adults that have autism? And no, I do not. I do know of like younger that has autism, and I'm not going to put their business out there because I feel like privacy is important, but I love that person very much and that's my heart, and they taught me a lot about autism. I remember, you know, when I first met them and their parent, they taught me a lot before I even knew that, you know, my children had autism. Just the patience and seeing things from their perspective and actually having an open mind. So that taught me a lot about it before I even, you know, before I even was a, you know, autism parent. So I really owe a lot to that person for showing me things, you know, and their parent, you know, showing me things about autism. So yeah, I love y'all, man. I really do. And I appreciate everything that, you know, y'all showing me. I just wanted to put, you know, throw that out there. Without, like, again, putting nobody's names or, like I said, I think privacy is important in certain situations, but they know who I'm talking about. So, as long as they know. But, to the original question, no, I don't know any adults with autism. The next question is there a stigma with people who have autism? Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I think, you know, the stigma is tied to the myths of people with autism and people are so cruel, dog. Like, it's not even funny. Like, I've heard, like, the most disrespectful things on social media about people with autism. Like, this shit is not even funny. Like, do your mother know that you speak like this? Like, seriously, like, I've seen some crazy comments of people saying really cruel things and really putting autism out there like it's such this evil, you know, condition, and it's not. And it just came out of nowhere. It hasn't, you know. It is really sad, you know, how, as people, we've come to this place where you know, we're bashing people with disabilities, people with neurological disorders, et cetera, et cetera. This is the time we live in, and this shit is really sad. And we gotta just stop stigma as a whole in these situations, not just autism, but just everything. Like, the stigmas has to stop. Like, people live with this every day, you know, every day of their life. And you can't even imagine what they go through and how, you know, they have to function as a person. And, you know, speaking from my experience, like, seeing my children and feeling helpless at times, not knowing, you know, what's wrong and how can I fix this? Like, I've literally cried and like bawling, ugly Kim Kardashian crying the other day because my 3-year-old just had like the most epic tantrum, and it was in public, and I was so embarrassed, and people were saying it's all right, and I'm like, dude, like, you have no idea how hard I try to figure everything out, and not, you know, being so much in my head thinking like, oh, it's my fault, and like, it's a constant battle, you know, and trying to explain to people, oh, you know, my children have autism, and them making it about themselves or being ignorant towards it. And that's why it's so important to use your voice. And I spoke about that in the last episode, using your voice and being socially active and things like that. So, yeah, it's definitely a stigma with, you know, people with autism, and it's very disgusting how people can be. It really is. This is the last question, and it says, did you know much about autism before your children were diagnosed? I kind of touched on that in the first question, but not really. I've known of it, and I kind of had an understanding about it, but I wasn't, you know, how I am now, you know, before, you know, I found out when my children got diagnosed. I was very active with an organization that, you know, they did different types of fundraisers and activities. Like, I was fortunate to volunteer with them, and that was like one of the best experiences of my life. But when I was doing it, you know, I thought I was giving back and not really understanding what autism was and why this is important, what they're doing, you know, until, you know, I had that conversation, you know, with a friend of mine, and having conversations as a whole, you know, and researching and, you know, reading and just being open-minded, like being a sponge and taking everything in, because like in these situations we have to be open-minded and, you know, being a sponge and retain all this information so we can find a way to live everyday life or try to parent, you know, in that situation. So I like I said, I had no clue how much people go through with autism, not even just autism, as, you know, people with special needs as a whole, you know, seeing it from my eyes and, you know, my experiences, like, you know, like, it's so strong, and they're so, like, open-minded to how the world works and how a certain object is so inviting and so opening. I think that's just so amazing how, you know, my children's mind works and how they see things. Like, that's just like one of the most amazing things through this whole journey I've seen. And that humbles us as people, because, you know, we have our standards and how we perceive the world and how we see things. And we don't even see it from a different perspective at times. And I'm so grateful to have this experience because it has shown me a lot about myself and about my children and about people as a whole and how my mentality is. So I'm so grateful to be in this position right now, and just speaking out about it, like, it's such a great feeling. And I think, yeah, that's all the questions. I appreciate Ariana giving me those questions and really thinking about making sure I answer them the right way. So thank you for your questions, and I really appreciate you taking time out to, you know, even ask, because I think it's always important to ask questions and want to learn more about something and, you know, things like that. So now that we covered all the questions, we're going to talk about the autism myths. So I like to, when I like explain things or try to talk about things, I like to kind of add like the original definition so you can have an understanding of what the word means or what I'm talking about, what it means, because sometimes I feel like I don't explain it right. So if I give you the original definition of what something means, then you already have a consensus of what I'm trying to speak about. So the definition I have today, well, was autism. So according to Autism Speaks, autism is a serious developmental disorder that impairs the ability to communicate and interact. And the autism or autism spectrum refers a range of conditions characterized by challenges with social skills, repetitive behavior, speech, nonverbal communications, as well as unique strengths and differences. The term spectrum reflects the wide variation in challenges and strengths possessed by each person with autism. So when we talk about spectrum is so broad, right? And we can't try to put, which is like another type of myth, like we try to put people with autism in a box, and like everybody's diagnosis is different, and then everybody might have something that's underlining, which I'll speak about in a few minutes. So it's sometimes it can be more than one thing, you know, when we talk about people with autism. So it's so broad, and it's so, you know, people's reactions to things are so different. So we can't, you know, put people in autism like in this one category, because it's so much, it's like such a broad, you know, wideness with it. So I think that was very important too to speak about. So as you know, like I probably spoke about, I don't remember what episode it was, I spoke about Maya, and she has mild autism. Now some people want to put that as Asperger's, but now like they're trying to like infuse Asperger's and mild autism together. And I can't really say that much on it because I don't know. But from what I've been reading, you know, they're trying to like infuse it as mild autism, Asperger's. But I personally feel like it's in some certain situations it's different, you know, different like different symptoms, I should say. I'm hoping I'm wording it right, or different like types of ways the condition can be. I hope I made sense there, but again, I'm still learning, so I'm just, again, going off of what I read and what I experienced. So basically, mild autism, and I have the definition here as well. A person that has mild autism may have advanced communication skills, abilities, but may have very delayed social skills, severe sensory issues, and or extreme difficulties with organization skills. Now, this is Maya, like, pretty much summed up. Like, Maya is, like, the most creative, bright kid that I've ever seen in my life. But as far as her trying to break down what things mean, she can't really grasp it. And it's kind of, like, frustrating because you're trying to explain something. And it's not like she doesn't get it. She's just trying to, it overwhelms her and she can't really figure it out. So her reaction to what I'm explaining to her is to having meltdown. So what we're working on right now is trying to channel her emotions and how, you know, frustration plays a big factor trying to figure things out. And me telling her, like, look, you can't be frustrated every time I tell you to do something, or if you don't understand something, you can't just, you know, have a whole attitude about it, like full-fledged straight attitude, I don't care, like, type situations. And it can be over the smallest things. And I always tell her, because she feels like it's like autism is kind of a burden, and she feel like she can't be who she really wants to be, like, as a person. And I tell her, and I tell all my, you know, my kids, like, autism is not a burden. And don't make it feel like you're a burden. You can do anything that you set your mind to. You can be whatever you want to be. You know, just because you have this doesn't mean that life is over. You can overcome anything. And, you know, live the best life you can possibly be. So, like, I'm steady trying to motivate her and encourage her that despite, you know, the small hiccups in the road, you can be who you want to be, whatever you want to be, and that you have people on the sidelines cheering you on. And I think that plays a big role into, you know, being that, you know, that parent that has to consistently be strong for their kids, because you have to be a huge cheerleader. You have to stay on top of them. You have to keep pushing them, even just for a normal child or however you average child or whatever. You have to be their cheerleader. That's what they want. They want to be praised. They want to, you know, feel like they're greater than, because sometimes, you know, they get into a lot of pressure at school and a lot of things with kids, and, you know, kids say cruel things and they feel down, and sometimes the parents might say something that triggers them to feel lesser than. And it's important to be to speak positive and to speak in a manner where they feel respected. And you have to respect your child, like, because they have a feeling, they have feelings, they have emotions. Like, you, it's no way around it. If you want your child to respect you, you have to respect your child. Period. And I'm gonna just leave it at that. But so basically I've broken down, you know, what the terms mean, you know, how they, like, gave examples of things like that. So now we're gonna move on to the myths. And I think the biggest myth that I've heard is that autism is caused by vaccines. And oh my gosh, like, I don't know how to feel about this, like, actual, I'm not myth or what, because I can only speak for my kids. Like, it's genetics. Like, my boys, father side of the family, they have children with like developmental issues and autism. So I'm only speaking for my experience again, from like genetics. So I'm really speechless about this because I don't really that's really touchy. I'm gonna say vaccines are for like to prevent things, but I'm also gonna say that there is mercury in vaccines, so just take it how you want it there, and I'm just gonna move on. The other myths that I've heard is autism is a childhood condition and can be cured. Totally false. Again, this goes back to the word spectrum. Sometimes, they grow, sometimes they can be high functioning and be able to function and have autism and things like that. Yeah, that's possible, but you can't get over autism. That's not possible. Like, for me, like, this is going to be a part of my children's life for the rest of their life. And, you know, my 3-year-old being more severe out of the three, this is going to be a part of him for the rest of his life. He may have progress. He may not have progress. You never know. That's my 2-year-old running around. So you never know in these situations. It depends on the proper, if they're getting the proper care, if they're getting the proper therapy, etc., medication. Like, it all plays a role, I think, in how, you know, your child diagnosis will turn out. So, but absolutely not. You cannot be cured from autism. That is that's completely false. So also another myth that I've heard is autism is just a mental and brain condition, which is totally false. I've read that autism can also have like underlying factors, like, again, how I spoke about, you know, some people can have autism, but some people can have autism, cerebral palsy, or I've heard that it causes a lot of like disruption in like your GI system and things like that. So like, it can be plagued into like different types of categories when it comes to autism. So sometimes it can be autism or a sensory disorder. It can be autism and ADHD. It can be autism and a mental health issue. So don't think that, you know, it's just in some situations it can just be autism and it's not like consist of a brain or mental thing. Excuse me. But I just wanted to throw that out there, that it's always an underlying factor when it comes to autism. It can be a variation of things. The next myth I've heard, that autism is just in a particular race. That is the funniest one I've ever heard. I've heard that, I read somewhere that mainly Caucasians have autism. Like, it's just spread out through Caucasians or African Americans. Like, no, it's everywhere. Like, autism is everywhere. It's not just one race. It's not just, excuse me, it's not just, you know, one group of people. Like, any race can have autism. There's no, how can I put that? There's no, like, exception. There we go. There's no exception to autism. So, I think it's, I don't know. Some people say that it's like due to, you know, higher. It's due to higher, like the background. Due to your background, due to your I'm sorry, my son isn't here playing. But it's due to your background and like how you grew up, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know what people be thinking when they say things like that. Like everything is plagued by race or everything is plagued by different ethnic groups. Like that's so stupid to me. But it's definitely not in one race. And the last one I've talked about 1,000 times, so I'm just going to speak briefly about it, that everyone that has autism is the same. And no, they're not. And again, this is where the word spectrum comes in. So like, I'm not even going to touch on that, since I already did already. But that's all I have for myths. That's all the questions I have. That's all the venting and rambling that I've done for today, because baby Stone Cold is running amok. So that's my time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the support. If you want to support the actual podcast, there is a link in the show notes of where you can support the channel. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all next time. Peace and love.